Let's head out to warmer conditions right now in Los Angeles and visit with ABC's entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson, joining us live on the KRDO Newsline. Good morning, Jason. There's a couple of things out to watch this weekend. The one I'm kind of interested in is Mark Wahlberg's Dogtail, Arthur the King. It's going to be barking up the most money. And is it worth a sniff, in your opinion? Good morning.
Good morning. This is based on a true story of an adventure racer named Michael Light. I did not know adventure racing was a thing, but apparently it is a thing where these guys go for 5 days in teams of four, and they have to start in one place and then end up 100 miles or hundreds of miles somewhere else, and they have to bicycle, and they have to climb, and they have to kayak and do all these crazy things. And so Mark Wahlberg's character, Michael Light, is a guy who this is one of his last chances maybe to win one of these things. And so he assembles this team, and as they're going through this race in the Dominican Republic, where there are a lot of street dogs, a dog kind of adopts them and becomes their mascot. And then it's a really inspiring tale of perseverance and what you can do when you set your mind to. It follows a lot of beats that we've seen before. You know, it's not wholly original necessarily in the story, but still, it is inspiring. It is heartwarming. And you see a lot of loyalty and friendship and things like that. So I like the film. It's going to be the top one of the new releases at the box office this weekend, although it's not going to top the box office. That's probably going to go to Kung Fu Panda 4 for a second weekend in a row, and then also Dune 2 in second place. Arthur the King is looking at maybe $10 to $15 million opening, which will put it in probably third.
Yeah, around here with the snow that we've had, a lot of parents are going to be looking for a way to get the kids out of the house. So Kung Fu Panda is going to be getting some repeat customers, I have a feeling, around here. What else is out there?
Another new movie in theaters this weekend is called One Life, which is the story of another true story. This is of Nicholas Winton, who was a guy in the 1930s in London. He was a stockbroker, and he went to Prague, and he checked out the scene there. This is in Czechoslovakia, just as Hitler's army was invading and starting to take over. And he saw how dire the situation was for many families, many Jewish families, especially the children. And he wanted to help. He wanted to do whatever he could to help. And this was kind of at the start of what became known as the Kinder Transport, where so many families would send their children to London, to families, to strangers, to live with these strangers that they didn't know, just to get their children out. And then eventually a lot of these, the parents of these families, did end up dying in the Holocaust. And Nicholas Winton was responsible for saving hundreds of kids. And so this is about what he did and what really any kind of ordinary person can do when they put their mind to it. And then also how he felt about that later in life. It takes place in the 30s, but also in the 80s, as Nicholas Winton is an older man and kind of grappling with everything that happened. In later life, he's played by Anthony Hopkins, and who does a fantastic job. You also have Helena Bonham Carter in this. Johnny Flynn plays the younger version of Nicholas Winton. It's really an amazing story and something very inspirational as well.
And something to stream this weekend is kind of interesting, Manhunt. It's a story about Abraham Lincoln's assassin, John Wilkes Booth. What do you think of Manhunt, and is that worth people's time?
Yeah, this is on Apple TV Plus. It is a series about the story of John Wilkes Booth and the search for him in the aftermath of the assassination, which is a story I think a lot of people don't know. They know, you know, John Wilkes Booth. He was an actor. He jumps on the stage and he yells "Sic Semper Tyrannis" after he shoots Lincoln. But like the real story behind it, the conspiracy behind it all, the other assassinations that were attempted that night as well. This is a story I think a lot of people didn't know, and just didn't know really the scope of John Wilkes Booth, his family, how famous his family was, his brother. One of the actors described it as basically, this is like if Leonardo DiCaprio's brother assassinated the president. That's how famous this acting family was at the time. A lot of stuff that I think, you know, we learn about in school, but the real full picture I think a lot of people don't know, which makes this series on Apple TV Plus fascinating. The first two episodes of that are out now.
Well, Phil Hendry, this is going to be kind of interesting, too, a radio genius.
Yeah, this is a documentary about Phil Hendry, who was a talk show host in the late 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, I love Phil, by the way. I mean, is this the guy with the multiple voices that talks to himself?
Yeah, okay. It is. And he did a talk show that ended up becoming syndicated, which was a real satire of talk radio. And like you mentioned there, you would listen to him, and he would have the most outrageous guest on, and the guest would start fighting with the callers, and then you go, that's crazy, and then the next night you would listen, and you go, that's an even crazier guest. Where did he get this person? And then the next night, the guest would be even crazier. And then eventually you would catch on and realize, oh, that's Phil Hendry doing the guest.
Yeah.
He's doing himself. He's doing the guest. And then both of them are fighting with the callers. It was absolutely fascinating. What I didn't know is that while the show was airing and it originated out of Los Angeles, people like Bill Hader were listening as well. Judd Apatow were listening. Bill Hader said, and he's in the documentary, that he and John Mulaney would listen and then write Saturday Night Live sketches, you know, kind of inspired by what was going on by Phil Hendry. So it's a fascinating story of a man that probably not a lot of people know, but if you're a talk radio fan, you should know this name.
Oh, it's hilarious the way he'd get the caller so mad, you know, because the guest was saying outlandish things. It was pretty funny. Where is that going to be streamed, by the way?
That is, you're going to have to look for that one.
Okay.
It's not on a particular streaming network. Okay. You're going to have to purchase that for streaming rental.
Okay, very, very good. Jason, always a pleasure. Great information. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.